Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Big possession for Denver. Clearly, here comes Jokic, and Towns will defend the handoff. Porter, it's a three on the way. He got it. He got a three, and it's a five-point game.
And it was a quick three, so now you still have time, but you've got to get a stop.
Edwards will rock it down court. Look at this, right to the rack. What a win for the Minnesota Timberwolves on the road in the second round for the first time. Since 2004, that's it.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
The great Kevin Harlan on the call there. Game one for TNT. Minnesota Timberwolves, a perfect 3-0 on the road in the postseason, up 1-0 on the Denver Nuggets. Game two of that series tonight. You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. PJ Glasser filling in for Nick Kostos alongside Ken Barkley. Going to talk plenty about that series. We also have game one between the Pacers and the Knicks tonight. The Celtics take on tomorrow. That'll be the Cavaliers as they get game one of their series going. And then also OKC and Dallas as well. Ken, the NBA playoffs so far, obviously those first round series, you know, a lot of it was dictated by injuries. I mean, certainly the Pelicans without Zion, the Heat without Jimmy Butler, obviously the Bucks with just their array of injuries that they were dealing with. And then as we were going to break, you were kind of mentioning, even though it isn't an injury, Rudy Gobert's availability tonight, Porzingis for Boston, even though they might not need it, about against Cleveland. Have injuries, do you think, as kind of looking back in the first round, if you want to, you know, look at kind of the takeaways from those first round series, would you say that injuries, Kawhi Leonard, another one for the Clippers, was that kind of one of your big takeaways from the first round in some of those series?
Yeah, and I apologize if my video is glitching just for a second. I had like this giant NBA spreadsheet that I realized I didn't have open right now, and I am going to need it a lot for the next couple hours. I think the Kawhi one, so if you're trying to be like, all right, did an injury literally decide whether a team won a series or lost it? You know, like, you could be like, well, Joel Embiid, be like, I don't know, man, he had like 50 points in a game. Like, he did the same thing he does in a bunch of the other playoff series. Like, if he's like, quote, fully healthy, do the Sixers win that series? I don't know. I don't know if the Sixers, they could. I don't know if he wins that. I don't know if they win that series. Kawhi might be the only one. So, I mean, let me make sure I'm like not completely insane missing one, right? So, Minnesota, no. Denver Lakers, no. Boston, no. Knicks, we just went over against Philly. Oh, I mean, Giannis, obviously, is the clear other one. I knew I was missing one other one where, like, if Giannis plays, I mean, it's going to look way different. You can be like, well, they stink anyway, and the Pacers would have won. But Kawhi is definitely one where I just go, man, the margins in some of those games felt so thin. And even though game six, you're like, all right, maybe the Mavs just kind of solved the puzzle. Like, puzzle's just way different if Kawhi's healthy and the Clippers have been such a different team with him. So you're right that injuries are a storyline. But I think just to take it even a step further, PJ, I feel like injuries are a big part of why it's like actually it's like just literally this afternoon, because once we play game two tonight in Denver, everyone's going to change their opinion one way or another about where we are right now. Like at this exact moment in time, injuries are kind of playing a role in why I feel like it's just there's this really crazy tension and uncertainty literally today, and maybe it gets worse. Like if Minnesota wins tonight, and then you're like, wait a minute, like Denver's gonna lose the series, like that's what's gonna happen, then oh man, like but I think it's Murray's injury and Porzingis's injury, and it's like you see those two pieces of information, you see how Murray looks, and he's not 100%, and that doesn't mean they can't win and they can't win the series. But you'd have those two, you know, you have the two title favorites, and they both are, you know, dinged up a little bit, I guess would be the right way to put it. You know, not 100%. And then you see what, you know, I guess the Thunder did in round one, I guess you can throw that in too. And you see what Anthony Edwards is doing and how everyone's responding to it, and how they, I mean, they played five playoff games against the league competition. They're 5-0. I mean, it's like pretty crazy stuff. And it just, it makes everybody question everything that they thought they knew going into the postseason. It's such a, like, you know, you'd be like, as a bettor, look, I would like certainty. I'd like it to be like, hey, like, Denver is going to go, they're going to go 16-0, everybody. Like, Denver's just not going to lose a game. Like, that's what it's going to be. But it's never like that. You always will have these moments where you're just not quite sure, and it could go the other way. And it's, you know, the better in you wishes there was certainty and you just collect the money and that's all, that's the way it goes. But just like as a sports fan, or, I mean, even like some of the work I do, I feel like it's like scientist, like where you're just like observing all of these things. Like, this is the fun part, is that like we might get something really wild here. Like, we might get something, and it feels like that right now. And this might be like one of the few days where it feels like that, where we have like no clarity, we have no certainty. Minnesota, Denver, a huge, huge, huge part of that. Did you get a chance? I know you were traveling. Did you get a chance to watch that game one? Jake played the clip coming out of break.
Did
you watch game one of that? Or and what were kind of some of your thoughts as you were watching it? I have some thoughts of my own.
I mean, this, it's obvious, it actually, it's funny you say this, because it goes into one of my bets for tonight in this game that I like with Denver, Minnesota. But my takeaway was how slowly Denver started in that game one, right? I mean, coming into the series, it felt like after Minnesota swept Phoenix, and even though the Nuggets got by the Lakers, like, a bunch of those games very easily could have gone differently with Murray in a couple game winners. A lot of people kind of like Minnesota heading into that game one. And it just felt like with Denver being the, you know, defending champs, like they would have come out. The first four games in that series, Ken, against the Lakers, Denver was losing in the first quarter. And then you look at game five and they were winning in the first quarter, kind of that game where, you know, Minnesota just swept Phoenix, you're Denver, you're sitting there and you're saying, okay, this team that we're going to have to play in the next round is well rested. They only played four games. Like, let's finish this series now. Kind of that sense of urgency. And I thought in game one, even though it's that feeling out game, I thought the Nuggets would kind of show Minnesota, like, you know, that was a great performance in round one, but now you're facing kind of a different beast. Minnesota came out, they punched them right in the mouth. Now, obviously, oddly enough, Denver was actually winning at the end of the first quarter in that game one. They made a crazy run. I think Minnesota was up like 13-14, and then Denver went on like a 13-0 run. They're up two at the end of the first. But I would say the initial start for Minnesota, and then the lack of depth with Denver, with their bench. The thing that I love about the playoffs, and especially the NBA playoffs, it feels like maybe more than any other postseason, it exposes these teams' flaws, right? When you go through the regular season and you got load management going on and back-to-backs and you don't know who's going to be in and out of the lineup, like, you can't really see maybe some of the deficiencies for some of these teams. And then when you get to the postseason, you just really get to see like who the flaws are for these teams, right? Like Philadelphia, I mean, you could see it was Embiid, Maxey, and then they were just begging for like a third guy to be consistent for them.
Was it Tobias Harris? Wasn't Tobias Harris?
I don't know.
Wasn't who it was? Yeah.
Has he still scored?
Did he play for them in that series? Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. So that was my big takeaway. I mean, that was the difference in game one, right? Naz Reid's fourth quarter, like that lift when Kat was in foul trouble. Naz came in, hit a ton of big shots. Obviously, you need Ant Edwards to play like a star, and he did. He was fantastic. But to me, Ken, that's something to watch, and especially if Murray's hobbled. You know, the depth of Denver is going to be challenged. And Barkley was saying this pregame on TNT when they were kind of previewing the series, we know Minnesota's got great size with their bigs. And Jokic, I mean, he's as durable and as fit as you could want a big man to be. But how is he going to wear down as this series goes on? Because when he comes off the floor, that's going to be an advantage for the T-Wolves. But I thought the start for Minnesota in the first quarter was really impressive, taking it right to Denver. And then just their depth and kind of their role players and guys outside of Anthony Edwards and Towns kind of stepping up for them in that game one, where it was certainly, that was kind of what stuck out to me in that first game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said. I think there's, you know, like I think people know my thoughts just on, like, you know, who's going to win everything. Like, I still think Denver's the most likely champion is a weird way to put it, because like Boston's path is so much easier, but just like as a team quality historical parameter conversation, like Denver has always been the team that's made the most sense to me, with kind of Boston and in some kind of a second flawed group with a few other teams. And you know, Anthony Edwards is the kind of player that makes you constantly question whether you're on the right side of history here and what we're going to be talking about in a few weeks. You know, I think if there's a, like, you can make both cases here. If you loved Minnesota going into the series, you pretty much got everything, every reason that you probably liked them showed up in game one, right? Incredible depth of defensive bigs to guard Jokic, which mattered. Incredible depth of defensive wings and guards to pick up Murray full court. Jaden McDaniels, who's a maniac, being able to like pick up hurt Jamal Murray a lot of the court. And it's like that, okay, that's like wearing, it's like body blows and boxing. Those were probably a bunch of, I mean, the Timberwolves are constructed to guard Denver. Like, that's why they're built. And you saw a lot of that in that first game. And I think, you know, Edwards scoring would be the third part, right? This has been a consistent theme in the playoffs. Like, he's actually gotten better, which is pretty crazy. So these are all things where, like, if you like Minnesota before the series, you're like, see, like, this is what I was talking about. Like, Edwards has taken a step. The defense is unbelievable. They're specifically designed to guard this team. It's all true. I think the counter to that is basically like, I'll grant you all, and I'm saying this like, I think Minnesota can win the series. I still think Denver will win, and tonight is going to be a huge, you know, part of whether that happens or not. Because if they lose this game, their chances of winning the series are very slim, and they might have to play with a hurt Murray again, and we don't know if Gobert is going to play. There's a lot of questions swirling. I still think Denver's going to win the series, because my counter to all of that is like, I agree that stuff was all there. Can Mike Conley, Naz Reid, Gobert, everyone who played basically for the Timberwolves, can they, like, they can all have an A game four times out of, that's hard to do, and hard to do on the road. I mean, every big possession of the second half of the game, Mike Conley hits a huge three. Naz Reid hits a huge three. Gobert makes like a 15-foot push shot off the glass, right, late in the fourth quarter. Like, you didn't need all those things. It wasn't like this was a one possession game, but it was a pretty close game, and you needed a lot of that. And I guess I'm just like, cool. Like, I think if you're Denver, you're just like, well, if they're going to do that every game, bye. You know, like, that's what this is going to be. That's usually not how this stuff goes. It's usually just, you know, like, I think Edwards is going to have a monster series because he's Edwards, and they don't really seem to have anybody who can guard him. Can Minnesota's role players just, I mean, like, every, you just go down the roster of the team and you almost want to be like, well, who played bad? And you'd be like, well, McDaniels, he didn't shoot very well, 0-for-9 or whatever he was. I mean, cool, he was incredibly impactful. And then you go through every other player on the team, and I'd be like, they not only played good, they played amazing. Like, yeah, Towns had a couple stupid fouls. Towns was so important in this game. Gobert was so important in this game. Conley was so important in this game. Naz Reid was so important in this game. Like, it just, cool, like, that's what this is going to be every game. That's just very unlikely. The defense, I think, will be there. Like, I think they'll guard Denver really tough. That's Minnesota's calling card. But in the regular season, like, we forget this because they blasted Phoenix. But, like, Minnesota's thing is, they're the best defensive team, but for stretches of the game, especially if Edwards isn't playing that well, their offense doesn't look okay. It looks terrible. And I'm curious if we do get games like that. So like how do I think the series plays out going forward? I mean, I think a long series is the most likely thing. I think Denver wins, but I think what I'm kind of hanging my hat on in that belief is that some of this offensive stuff for Minnesota is just like not going to be there some nights. And against Phoenix, maybe it didn't matter. Maybe that says more about Phoenix and this is a little different. Maybe Minnesota's morphed into some super team and I'm just not seeing it. And that's totally fine too. But just like, you know, this is a team that is like very average in a bunch of offensive stuff in the regular season. Can they really like just put away Denver, you know, and from an offensive standpoint. So I think you're going to see some low scoring rock fight games because I think Minnesota is going to do them. They're going to guard Denver really well. It's like almost impossible for them not to. They're built to guard Denver really well. The part of it that I don't know about is the opposite end, which is Minnesota really going to score and not even score because it was a low scoring game one, like make shots and be as efficient with everybody who's not Anthony Edwards as they were in game one. Cause I mean, if they do, I don't know what to make of this. Then it's like, well, I guess they just win every game and never lose and win the title or something. But I have some historical stuff with Edwards that I think is really interesting too. But that's kind of my thought, PJ, is just that's Minnesota played the best game ever in so many ways. And it was so impressive. And a lot of that is repeatable, but not the whole thing is repeatable. And I think just, you know, like you, Gobert doesn't make a push shot and Naz Reid doesn't make 1-3. And now we're like tied with a minute left. And what are we talking about today? Are we talking about Anthony Edwards is greater than LeBron James? Is that what we're talking about today? If Gobert doesn't make a push shot, that's what we're talking about. I mean, so again, like a couple possessions here and then, you know, like we're kind of not running away with some of the stuff we're running away with.
Ken, it almost felt like a March Madness game to an extent. It's like that team that always seems to win or maybe pull off an upset. Like they always hit that big momentum shot that you need, right? Like, you know, Denver's going to go on their runs, but whenever Minnesota needed a jumper, like you see that all the time in a tournament game, whenever a team's making a run, somebody hits a big three, they kind of take that back. And to your point, it felt like Minnesota really answered every time that they needed to. We're going to talk about this series more on the other side of the break because Denver lost game one, Ken, I think it provides really interesting angles on kind of the series long term. Series prices,
yeah, sure.
Whether you like Denver now, series price, maybe +1.5. You like the series to go 6 or 7 games. We can talk about some of that stuff. Also look at some of the other games coming up in the second round of the NBA playoffs. PJ Glasser, Ken Barkley, You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. We're going to be right back after this.